This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The first day of the G7 summit has concluded in Cornwall, England, where leaders of seven wealthy democracies aim to lead the global fight against the coronavirus pandemic and to build back better toward a greener, more prosperous, and equitable future. The summit's host, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, said earlier Friday the leaders need to make sure they learn the lessons of the pandemic and do not repeat past mistakes.
We need to make sure that we don't repeat some of the errors that we doubtless made in the course of the last 18 months or so. And we need to make sure that we now allow our economies to recover.
Johnson said the G7 will announce a plan to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to low- and middle-income countries. The leaders of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States are expected to address climate change, the world economy, and relations with Russia and China as the summit continues. The Justice Department's internal watchdog is now looking into what top Democrats have called a shocking abuse of power by the Trump administration, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The department's inspector general is investigating after revelations that the Trump-era Justice Department secretly seized phone records from at least two House Democrats in a leaks probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and panel member Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month the department subpoenaed their metadata and received it 3 years ago as the committee investigated Trump's Russia ties. Subpoenaing lawmakers' private information is extraordinarily rare. The Senate's top two Democrats are demanding former Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief said Friday that violence was escalating across Myanmar and warned that the country had plunged into a human rights catastrophe since the February 1st coup. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet called for a halt to the already spiraling violence to avert even greater loss of life and a deepening humanitarian emergency. Ravina Shamdasani is Bachelet's spokeswoman.
Meanwhile, sweeping arrests of activists, journalists, and opponents of the regime have continued across the country, with credible sources indicating that at least 4,804 people remain in arbitrary detention.
The UN Rights Office pointed Friday to credible reports showing that at least 860 civilians had been killed in a brutal crackdown by security forces on near-daily protests against the coup. Fighting has also flared in several communities, especially in townships that have seen a high death toll at the hands of police, and some locals have formed defense forces. The outgoing chief of Israel's Secret Service has given the closest acknowledgement so far that Israel was behind the recent attacks targeting Iran's nuclear program and a military scientist. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Yossi Cohen from Israel's Mossad intelligence agency told Israel's Channel 12 that the Iranian Natanz nuclear base doesn't look like it used to. Cohen did not directly claim the attacks, but his specificity gave the closest suggestion so far that Israel had a hand in them. They also discussed the November killing of the Iranian scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, responsible for building Iran's military nuclear program decades ago. While Cohen on camera doesn't claim the killing, in a segment of the program, the journalist who conducted the interview described Cohen as having personally signed off on the entire campaign. I'm Karen Chamas.
The teenager who pulled out her cell phone and recorded the police restraint and death of George Floyd last May has been awarded a special citation by the Pulitzer Prizes. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Darnella Frazier was cited for courageously recording the murder of George Floyd and highlighting the crucial role of citizens in journalists' quest for truth and justice. Frazier was 17 when she recorded Floyd's death in May of last year at the hands of Minneapolis police and later posted it on Facebook. She testified at the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin about what she saw.
A man terrified, scared, begging for his life.
The Star Tribune of Minneapolis won a Pulitzer Prize for breaking news for its coverage of George Floyd's death. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.